Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and you are heading into the weekend, Memorial Day weekend here. 45.1 million people hitting the roads. Please, if you intend to do that, drive safely and just watch your speed. We've been really kind of warned from FHP saying they're out, and they're going to be out until way into the evening Monday, Memorial Day. So just keep that in mind. Don't ruin the holiday by rushing it. Just take your time. Have yourself a good time. Okay, let's go ahead and get into the top three important things you actually need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three story.
Kind of a long way around there. Here's number one, the Escambia Children's Trust hoping to reach a solution with the Escambia County Commissioners on the back tax issue. The ECT still owes about $1.185 million in tax payments to the county. The ECT's executive board will vote on an amendment, an amended interlocal agreement recommendation. That should happen at its June 10th board meeting. BOCC Chair Mike Kohler says he doesn't want any interlocal agreement with the Children's Trust. He says, show me the money the organization owes the county.
And your second of the top three stories this afternoon, Escambia County plans to dissolve the Human Relations Commission after Clerk of Court Pam Childers uncovered several areas of concern. Childers is now recommending the county eliminate the unnecessary and frivolous spending involved in the program. Escambia's Board of County Commissioners scheduled to vote on repealing the ordinance that establishes the HRC at its next meeting on June 5th.
All right, here's number three for you to digest this afternoon. The Pensacola and Perdido Bay Estuary Programs are launching an investigation to determine where all of the darn sediment's coming from. Grant funds from NOAA is going to be used to locate the sources of that sediment flowing into Pensacola Bay. For years, the deposit has leached into local water bodies and hampered efforts to reestablish those valuable oyster beds.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, the Gulf Coast Veterans Advocacy Council will hold its annual Memorial Day observance on Monday morning at 9 a.m. at Barrancas National Cemetery. The event will include a keynote address by Commander Captain Doug Cricket White. Several veteran services organizations and military units will be in attendance for the hour-long ceremony.
You know, it's been an interesting week as Governor DeSantis, Representative Alex Andrade shared their views into the Hope Florida Foundation controversy. It's really sparked some pretty heated debate here between the two. Earlier today, Alex Andrade on Pensacola Morning News.
I just turned over information of a crime to law enforcement and said, do with it what you will. My comments this week when news broke about a law enforcement investigation were literally, I'm not in a place to comment on law enforcement activity. I think a crime happened, but that's up to law enforcement. That's the correct position someone without a political agenda should have.
All right. At the center of the controversy is a $10 million diversion from Medicaid as a settlement from Medicaid by DeSantis' then chief of staff to the Hope Florida Foundation. And meanwhile, while this is all going on, Florida Attorney General James Uffmeyer, appearing in Pensacola this morning, commented on that investigation into Hope Florida and the settlement that some believe was funneled possibly illegally into anti-marijuana initiatives last fall.
It is completely proper, and the courts have said that public officials certainly have a right, maybe even a duty, to take action in those fights to protect our state, to protect our laws from harmful amendments like that. I think we've built something very special in the state of Florida over the last 6 years. That fight was important to me, important to the state. I think if that amendment had passed, we would have gone the direction of Colorado and California and other states, many jurisdictions where you see two or threefold the number of ER visits for young kids.
Uffmeyer was speaking about anti-vaping initiatives, a partnership with the State Department of Education, and prosecuting violators of parental rights in education law. 5:15. Austin Bryce has a look at your weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I sure do. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage for a limited time. Go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. You can add code RADIO and get an extra 5% off. Alrighty, looking at the roads here, do have some backups still on I-10 East. If you are passing over Pine Forest Road, traveling towards Highway 29, there was an accident accident reported there last hour, still causing heavy congestion at this time. Same can be said for Highway 90. Traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, there was an accident reported in that area earlier this afternoon as well. Still have a heavy wave of backups in that area. As for the weather, sitting at around 84 degrees, going to be a low of 73 tonight. Saturday and Sunday, going to have highs a little under 90 degrees, going to be very sunny, very warm. On Memorial Day Monday, we're going to see some slight rainfall chances crawling in.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, as we approach the official start of the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season, of course, that gets underway June 1st, runs through November 30th. The city of Tampa preparing itself ahead of the hurricane season. Here's the latest from Fox affiliate WTVT in Tampa Bay.
Tampa Stormwater Department gave an update on hurricane preparedness in front of City Council Thursday. Mobility Director Vic Bide went over a list of equipment the city has at its disposal. He said they've already tested backup generators at the pump stations, and a consultant hired by the city went over the study they're conducting of Tampa's drainage basins to help identify flooding problems. But residents also voiced their concerns. During public comment, they showed City Council members pictures of neighborhood ditches and ponds that they argued have not been addressed. They said they want more transparency, and with hurricane season right around the corner, they're worried.
Now, the Stormwater Department did acknowledge they need more updated equipment as well as personnel, and so they're in the process of working on a business plan to identify additional needs. In Tampa, Ariel Placencia, Fox News.
And an illegal immigrant wanted for a double murder in Venezuela is in custody in Broward County. ICE agents arrested a man yesterday at an apartment near Sunrise. He's facing charges in Venezuela that include first-degree murder and aggravated assault. He'll go before an immigration judge before being deported. An ICE official says that this is what they do every day as they protect the community, the public, and national security.
518 News Radio 92.3 State Education Commissioner Manny Diaz Jr. confirms he would be open to having a conversation about serving as interim president of the University of West Florida.
That's a decision for the board to make, and if they were to call, I'd obviously be willing to have a conversation with them about that, but that's up to the board of trustees of the University of West Florida.
Okay, the next step in finding a replacement for former UWF president Dr. Martha Saunders gets underway next week. The University Board of Trustees has set a special meeting for Tuesday.
And a young child in Broward County recovering from measles. The child, who's between the ages of 0 and 4, was diagnosed last month. They contracted the virus from outside of the U.S. Cases of the highly contagious respiratory disease have been on the rise nationwide. Symptoms, of course, include fever, rash, and breathing issues.
Okay, as he said it would, and absolutely a man to his word here, Governor DeSantis signed a measure to protect Florida's 175 state parks from development, such as golf courses, luxury lodges, pickleball, tennis courts. House Bill 209 mandates the protection of Florida's natural and historic resources. There was no public bill signing event and no immediate comment from the governor's office.
And New College of Florida accused of misspending money from donors. Four former members of the New College Foundation announced yesterday that they may sue the Sarasota-based school. They claimed the school used over $1 million in donations to fund President Richard Corcoran's salary and the school's athletic programs. Former foundation board member Ben Brown is one of those considering a lawsuit. He says the school is in a financial nightmare, and he's doing the responsible thing as a citizen by ringing the alarm bell.
All right, a woman went nuclear down in South Florida here. A Florida woman charged after police say she attacked a 72-year-old man wearing a MAGA hat. Gary Baumgarten has the details.
Cops say it all started with a conversation when Laura Garrett walked up to the man and asked him why he supported President Trump. But it quickly devolved when the 33-year-old poured the contents of a can over his head and then slammed the can into his head and shoulder, something she denies. Largo, Florida police say she also fought with the arresting officer, adding to her list of charges. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
You know, earlier we were talking about Florida Attorney General James Unthmeyer. He was in town this morning here in Pensacola. Well, yesterday he announced the winners of the state's first ever Law Enforcement Team of the Year Award. Kevin Urinsky has more on it.
The award recognized sheriff's deputies and dispatchers from Palm Beach and Martin counties who worked together to capture suspect Ryan Ruth after his failed assassination attempt of President Trump last September.
It started with an off-duty Palm Beach Sheriff's Officer getting a tip about what was going on, immediately reacting, notifying other officers in the area.
Uthmeyer saying of the effort and ensuing chase, which led to Ruth's capture,
it could have been a much worse day.
And not allowing the recipients of the award to dismiss their accomplishments.
They were not going to let you get away with that. We're going to give you an award. You deserve it.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
520 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes with some of the biggest headlines spanning across your nation today.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, enjoy Bands on the Bayou at Bayview Park, presented by East Hill Neighborhood Association. The music starts at 6:30. Find out more at bandsonthebayou.com. Sunday afternoon, Veterans Memorial Park will be honoring those who lost their lives during military service. The event begins at 1 with a presentation of colors. Visit Pensacola.com has more. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel Tuesday at 10 when Brittany Hughes from Parks and Recreation will be on the show. She'll be discussing summer camps, where they're located, the cost, and how you can apply for a scholarship for your child to attend. She'll also cover deadlines to register, how to register, and will be available for you to call or text in with your questions during the show.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
I have not heard from Warren Zevon in like 30 years probably on that song, Werewolves of London. News Radio 92.3, 424. We're watching that money for you this afternoon. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks finishing lower for the day and week as global trade tensions have reignited. President Trump said on his Truth Social platform that trade discussions with the European Union aren't going well and that he recommends a 50% tariff on imports. In a separate post, the president said that any iPhone sold in the U.S. must be made in our country and that Apple would have to pay a tariff of at least 25% if that does not happen. The president says he would not just target Apple. Samsung and other phone makers would face similar tariffs by the end of June. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Chevron, and Procter & Gamble. The Dow decliners, Apple, Salesforce, and Visa. The Dow falling 256 points. The Nasdaq lower by 189. S&P 500 down 39. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and traffic together this afternoon.
Absolutely. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we don't have much going on, but we did have a couple of spots where accidents were reported that are still giving us some trouble. So if you're traveling eastbound on Highway 90, passing out Avalon Boulevard. We do have some congestion in that area still, and also have some on I-10 traveling eastbound. This is going to be as you are passing over Pine Forest Road heading in the direction of Highway 29. Again, that is I-10 eastbound. Outside of those couple spots, I'm not seeing a ton that's going to hold you up for particularly long. As for the weather on a local scale, 84 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Weekend's going to have highs just under 90 degrees, going to be very sunny, very warm, but then on Memorial Day, may see some slight rain chances kind of climb in.
Yeah, nice forecast. Actually, nice weekend forecast for everybody out there Memorial Day weekend. Drive safe if you're out and about. Don't drink and drive. Please don't do that. While we're talking about the weather, fans are gearing up for the Indy 500 on Sunday. They're hoping Mother Nature will be friendly for race day. I'm understanding we just saw some of the updated B-roll, and they're saying that the weather conditions for Indy is going to be great on Sunday. So that's something that we can all smile about. Kaylee Schuyler, she's in from Indy this afternoon.
It's really warmed up over the course of the day. This morning, I'm not going to lie, I was shivering out here. It was a little bit chilly, but I'm in the shade. Out in the sun, it feels great. People have walked up to me and said they feel like frolicking around. That's how great it feels. So the vibes are good here. People are everywhere, and race cars actually just got off the track because it is carb day here at IMS, and a lot of fans are excited. Some people have been camping out since yesterday morning, but people are hoping that throughout the weekend that the weather stays like this.
And a dozen people are hurt after a stabbing attack at a German railway station. Happened in Hamburg at about 5 p.m. local time. Local media reports three of the victims are in critical condition and another three are seriously injured. Those numbers coming from earlier this afternoon. A suspect has been arrested.
527 News Radio 92.3. I've been mentioning to you off and on 45 million Americans getting ready to get away this Memorial Day weekend, with about 3.5 million expected to fly to their destinations. But recent travel headaches has a lot of flyers, especially coming out of Newark International, pretty worried because of the mishaps they've had over the past couple of weeks. Lydia Hu, she's at Newark Liberty International Airport with us this afternoon. Lydia, what's going on?
I've been here talking to some of the travelers that are passing through Newark today. When they hear about the air traffic control issues and they hear about the FAA issues, they're nervous. But there's also some optimism among them because they know that the FAA and airlines are working to address the underlying issues. So they're hoping that their travel will go just as planned. We've seen some terrible delays in recent weeks, some as long as hours. And a lot of that is caused by multiple reasons. We've got outdated FAA equipment that the transportation Secretary showed all of us during a recent press conference. We also have a shortage of air traffic controllers across the country, and here at Newark specifically, ongoing construction on a runway.
All righty. And President Trump says Harvard has to change its ways if it wants to enroll foreign students again. Yesterday, we reported on Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem saying that Harvard has not complied with DHS when it comes to student reporting requirements and informed the school it can no longer accept foreigners as a result. Today at the White House, Trump said, "We don't want troublemakers here." A federal judge has since stepped in and temporarily halted the order after Harvard filed a lawsuit.
Another holiday weekend, another reason to watch out for drunk drivers. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. The unofficial start of summer is here this weekend, which means holiday travel and barbecues for many. That can also mean drinking. AAA is projecting more than 39 million people will travel by car through Monday, and Mothers Against Drunk Driving is reminding everyone that's millions of reasons to drive sober. They're urging everyone to protect yourself and others by not driving impaired, which can lead to accidents, injuries, even deaths. Getting arrested for drinking and driving and all the legal fees that might go with it can also be very painful financially. Many state, local, and county law enforcement agencies will be out in numbers. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And the head of the FCC is backing efforts to mandate that car makers keep AM radio as an option. FCC Chair Brendan Carr is dismissing claims that AM radio is messing with the sensors in electric vehicles. He told Capitol Hill lawmakers that relatively inexpensive shielding devices prevent interference and says that AM remains vital communications technology.
Well, concerns are on the rise surrounding drones that are reportedly being spotted in American airspace, flying over the southern border and military bases, resulting and calls for officials to increase anti-drone operations here in the U.S. Here's the latest.
Counter-drone technology has not kept pace with these small, faster autonomous drones, so it's a challenge for the military and the Border Patrol, which is recording 1,000 drones a month. Some carried heroin and meth. Others were surveillance drones that cartels use to monitor and avoid the Border Patrol. Now, the military did install several radar systems down there. So far this year, they helped disable about 24 drones. But agents want more of these flyaway kits. The FAA, however, doesn't allow police to shoot them down. The U.S. recorded 350 drone incursions at military sites last year.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump threatening a 25% tariff on Apple iPhones by the end of the month if the company doesn't make a deal with him to make their products in the United States. The president warning Apple CEO Tim Cook about the consequences of moving production to India.
When they build their plant here, there's no tariff. So they're going to be building plants here. But I had an understanding with Tim that he wouldn't be doing this. He said he's going to India to build plants. I said, that's okay to go to India, but you're not going to sell into here without tariffs.
The president's threatening 50% tariffs on all European Union imports if a deal with them can't be made by a deadline of June 1st. The National Transportation Safety Board investigated the crash of a business jet into a San Diego neighborhood yesterday morning while on his way to Montgomery Gibbs Executive Airport.
The pilot and passengers were fatally injured. There were no ground fatalities or serious injuries.
That's NTSB investigator in charge, Dan Baker. America's listening to Fox News.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
Ain't Too Proud is a celebration that brings the audience to its feet.
Ain't Too Proud to bear. Ain't Too Proud.
The Grammy-winning songs. The Tony-winning moves.
Ain't Too Proud to please.
Ain't Too Proud. The life and times of the Temptations. June 4th and 5th, Pensacola Sanger Theater. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You're invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's a brother and sister country music duo and Pensacola's very own Pearl and Rafe. Pearl brings the glitter, Rafe brings the grit, and together they bring the party wherever they go. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with Pearl and Rafe. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Hi, this is Jeff Lane, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the Escambia Children's Trust is hoping to reach a solution with Escambia County Commissioners on the back taxes issue. The ECT still owes a total of $1.185 million in tax payments to the county. The ECT's executive board will vote on an amended interlocal agreement recommendation at its June 10th board meeting. BOCC Chair Mike Kohler says he does not want any interlocal agreement with the Children's Trust. He says, show me the money the organization owes the county.
Number two, Escambia County plans to dissolve the Human Relations Commission after Clerk of Court Pam Childers uncovered several areas of concern. Childers is now recommending the county eliminate the unnecessary and frivolous spending involved in that program. Escambia's Board of County Commissioners scheduled to vote on repealing the ordinance that establishes the HRC. That will happen at the next meeting on June 5th.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, the Pensacola and Perdido Bay's estuary program is launching an investigation to determine where all of the sediment is coming from. Grant funds from NOAA will be used to locate the sources of sediment flowing into Pensacola Bay. For years, the deposit has leached into local water bodies and hampered efforts to reestablish oyster beds.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Gilgeous Alexander sneaks inside and flips it up and in. He's got 23. Lou Dort on the drive finds Holmgren. Holmgren off the glass. Jalen Williams puts up a three. Bang! Jalen Williams with a big three-pointer. Wallace launches a three. It's good! A thunder explosion once again here in the third quarter. It's a 24-point lead.
On ESPN, the Oklahoma City Thunder went up 2-0 on the Minnesota Timberwolves in the NBA's Western Conference Finals. Oklahoma City beat Minnesota 118-103. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander received his first MVP award before the game, then went out and scored 38 points to lead the Thunder. Jalen Williams added 26. Chet Holmgren had 22. OKC up 2-0 on Minnesota, which got 32 points from Anthony Edwards. The series shifts to Minneapolis for games 3 and 4. Game 3 tomorrow. At Madison Square Garden tonight, the Knicks will try to hit a hard reset to erase their memory of a demoralizing loss in Game 1, when New York blew a 17-point lead with under 6.5 minutes to go and lost in overtime to the Pacers. Game 2 tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. Another hot ticket in New York City. The cheapest way in at secondary ticket reseller SeatGeek through standing room only, starting at close to $600.
Verhaeghe shooting. That doesn't get through. He's got it again. Another shot scores. Carter Verhaeghe with a power play goal. And it's 3-0 Florida.
On Sportsnet, the reigning Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers shut out the Carolina Hurricanes in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final in Raleigh, 5-0. One game after Florida won the opener, 5-2. Sam Bennett scored twice for the Panthers. Sergei Bobrovsky only had to make 17 saves. Florida hosts Game 3 tomorrow, two wins from returning to the Cup Final. In Dallas tonight, Game 2 of the Western Final, the Stars won the opener against the Oilers. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And tonight, starting at 7 p.m., we've got Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals starting at 6:30 tonight between the Pacers and Knicks. You can find that on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. You can also find an ESPN Pensacola mobile app. But once again, that is ECF Game 2 between the Pacers and Knicks. Coverage gets underway at 6:30 p.m. on ESPN Pensacola.
538, News Radio 92.3. Birmingham came to town with their bats loaded Thursday night. It wasn't pretty at all. The Barons down Pensacola 4-2 in Game 3 of their six-game series. Pensacola now 23-19 in the season. First pitch going out at 6:05, and another team kind of going in the wrong direction. This week's been very not productive for the Blue Wahoos at all. Another team having a production problem. The Colorado Rockies breaking records, though not an ideal one. Here's Joe Morgan.
The Colorado Rockies are off to a brutal start. The Phillies defeated the Rockies 2-0 on Thursday to sweep the four-game series, dropping Colorado to 8-42. It's the worst 50-game start in Major League Baseball's modern era, and the Rockies are on pace to lose 136 games this season. That would pass the 1899 Cleveland Spiders for the most losses by an MLB team, just 1 year after the White Sox set the modern era record, losing 121 times. Colorado has now been shut out 8 times this season, and they have committed 45 errors through 50 games, the most by a team since the 2019 Seattle Mariners. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And Tom Brady reportedly thinking of coming out of retirement to play Olympic flag football. There are several reports indicating that Brady may try to suit up for Team USA when flag football debuts at the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. Brady would be 50 years old when the games were to begin. NFL owners unanimously approved the participation of current and former players earlier this week.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I've seen enough. The Minnesota Timberwolves aren't beating the Oklahoma City Thunder four times. The Thunder beat the Timberwolves in Game 1 by 26 points, and then OKC took a 2-0 series lead when they defeated Minnesota in Game 2 by 15. Now the series shifts to Minnesota for Games 3 and 4, and sure, the Timberwolves can grab one at home, but ultimately I think the series will go back to Oklahoma City for a Game 5, and the Thunder will take care of business in a gentleman's sweep and advance to the NBA Finals. I'm Zach Gelb.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing. Selling your home? With Ready, the best real estate agents will pay you up front for your listing. $2,000, $5,000, as much as $10,000 just for the chance to sell your home. So when you're ready to sell, give us a call and give us the basic information about your property. We'll notify all those smart agents who signed up with Ready, and within 48 hours, they'll be competing to sell your home. Pick the best one, get thousands up front. Call Ready, 888-551-READY. That's 888-551-REDY.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
Here's today's health news.
542, News Radio 92.3, Friday afternoon, the weekend's here, the Memorial Day weekend getting underway. Have yourself a great time, but be extra careful when you're out and about. And, of course, this weekend not only kicks off the unofficial start of summer, but perhaps the barbecue season. Here's some tips to keep you safe.
Barbecuing this Memorial Day weekend? The National Fire Protection Association wants you to be safe, saying to do your due diligence. Keep children and pets away from grills, whether they're propane or charcoal. That grills should only be used outdoors and well away from a home, deck railings, and out from under the eaves and overhanging branches. Avoid fires by keeping your grill clean, remove grease and fat buildup, and don't start a propane grill with a lid closed. For charcoal grills, let the coals completely cool before disposing in a metal container. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr. changing his timeline to find the cause of autism spectrum disorder. Kennedy previously pledged a commitment to find the cause by September, even announcing that HHS would launch a massive testing and research effort. However, he now says a new deadline will be around March of next year at the earliest. Despite the new timeline, he still says the department will have a lot of information by September.
Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Republicans are seeking to drag former President Joe Biden's doctor and other Biden administration staffers before Congress to see just what they knew about the former president's health. Peter Ducey at the White House with us today.
The small group of staffers that formed a tight circle around Joe Biden for his one and only term all just got letters from the House Oversight Committee to come in and explain what they did or did not do to conceal his decline from the American public. So the following Biden folks, go check your mail. His former physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, the former director of the Domestic Policy Council, Neera Tanden, the former assistant to the president and chief of staff to the First Lady, Anthony Bernal, the former assistant to the president and deputy chief of staff, Annie Tomasini, and the former deputy assistant to the president and director of strategic outreach, Ashley Williams.
And alcohol-related cancer deaths have doubled in the U.S. over the last three decades. In 1990, there were just under 12,000 such deaths, but that number skyrocketed to 23,000 in 2021. The study out of the University of Miami's Comprehensive Cancer Center shows the increase is being driven by deaths in men 55 and older. This comes as the American Cancer Society notes that cancer deaths in America fell about 35% during the 30-year period studied.
You know, we're talking about the cancer situation. Weight loss drugs may help cut some of those cancer risks. Here's Jill Nato.
Researchers from New York University have been looking at records for 170,000 patients, and they say it looks like there's a slightly lower risk of obesity-related cancers in American adults with diabetes, when they took drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Zepbound. They say after 4 years, those who took the GLP-1 drugs had a 7% lower risk of developing an obesity-related cancer than those who took other drugs. However, the GLP-1 drugs had more of an impact on cutting the risk of cancer for women than in men. More than a dozen cancers are associated with obesity. Jill Nato, Fox News.
545, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Absolutely. Let's see, looking at the roads here, we've just had a couple of issues, but boy, have they been major. I-10 eastbound, traveling towards Highway 29. That's going to be if you're passing over Pine Forest Road. Do have some heavy backups in that area still, thanks to an accident reported earlier this afternoon. Also have some issues on Highway 90, traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that as well. Both of those situations caused by accidents from earlier this afternoon. Let's see. Do have some decent news on weather, I'd say. It's 84 degrees, low of 73 tonight. This weekend, going to have highs just below 90. That kind of sucks, but it's going to be sunny and dry. We're going to see some rainfall chances creep in on your Memorial Day Monday.
So here's the situation. If you're maybe leaving out of town, heading up north, the northeast corridor up in that area up there, bring along your coats and jackets.
Indeed.
Listen, it's we mentioned it. I had family coming in from southern Ohio. It was 42 degrees this morning before they got on the flight in Pittsburgh.
That's just unimaginable.
So they land here, and it's what is in the middle 80s or so. so as what we're ruling about here, cool temps continue in the northeast. Stormy weather comes to the Mississippi Valley, and Janice Dean has your Fox weather forecast.
A powerful coastal storm is continuing to bring wet weather, blustery conditions, and colder than average temperatures for the Northeast. Better weather for the region this weekend, but unfortunately, parts of the plains of the Mississippi Valley are in for a stormy weekend with the risk for stronger storms and heavy rainfall that could lead to flash flooding. Warm temperatures and dry conditions have prompted fire alerts for the Southwest. Please stay tuned to Fox Weather for all of your latest forecast details this long holiday weekend. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Calling the European Union difficult to work with, President Trump says he's recommending a straight 50% tariff on the EU after complaining that trade negotiations have stalled. The new levies would start on June 1st. Microsoft employees are concerned that the company has been blocking Outlook emails containing the words Palestine, Gaza, genocide, and more. Microsoft officials maintaining emails are not being blocked or censored unless they're sent to large groups. Palantir CEO Alex Karp selling more than $50 million worth of shares in the AI company, according to securities filings. Following the sale, Karp owned over 6.4 million shares of Palantir stock worth about $787 million. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the three major averages losing anywhere from 0.6% to 1%. Crude oil futures for July under $62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
News Radio 92.3, here's some computer information that you might really take pretty seriously. Your Windows computer might be compromised along with your password. This is some pretty serious stuff this afternoon. Eben Brown has more for us.
Microsoft is working with law enforcement to disrupt what they call the leading tool used by hackers to steal personal information from Windows users. It's a piece of malware known as Luma Stealer. It's developed by a suspected Russian cyber terrorist, and cyber criminals have been using it to steal passwords, but also things like credit card information, bank account logins, and even crypto wallets. The malware spreads by impersonating trusted brands, including Microsoft itself. The investigators at Microsoft's own Digital Crimes Unit claim to have identified nearly 400,000 PCs running Windows that have been infected with Luma. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And of course, we've been talking your ear off about Memorial Day weekend and how there's going to be millions of holiday travelers. Well, they're enjoying some cheap gas while they do it. Gas Buddy says the national average for a gallon of gas is about $3.08, which would be the cheapest Memorial Day gas since 2021. AAA says over 39 million people will travel by car over the holiday weekend. That's up 3% from last year.
Okay, the U.S. Treasury going to stop making those new pennies starting next year. Kelly Sabarini has more.
Last year, $85 million were lost creating pennies. It cost the mint 3.7 cents to produce each penny. Nickels also cost more to produce, but that's not the case for dimes and quarters. Now we know that cashless transactions have changed our penny use already. The mint produced over 4 billion fewer pennies than it did in 2020 last year. Four bills were previously introduced to remove the penny since 1989. This has been a bipartisan issue. Why hasn't it happened yet? Well, I spoke to Mark Weller, who has been defending the penny for decades, and he says that if we get rid of it, what's going to come next? The nickel.
And the federal government has used civil forfeiture action to recover more than $6.5 million for the city of Portland. Last February, the city was targeted by a business impersonation scheme. Officials were tricked into changing a contractor's bank account number that received a payment. In April, federal prosecutors and the FBI got a warrant and seized the money that was still in the unauthorized account. The investigation into the scheme is ongoing.
Okay, U.S. Steel is going to remain an American company. President Trump says this is a good thing. Jared Halpern has more from the White House for this afternoon.
U.S. Steel and Japan's Nippon Steel will enter a planned partnership, President Trump says, keeping the company's headquarters in Pittsburgh. The president says the partnership will include a $14 billion investment and create 70,000 jobs. He also announced a rally at U.S. Steel next week. Nippon's bid to purchase U.S. Steel was blocked by former President Biden in January. President Trump also opposed that deal. In response, Nippon offered a partnership which required a federal oversight board's review. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
551, you're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll take one last quick break and come back in just a couple minutes with your last quick check of the roads and weather this hour, but also some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3. Don't go anywhere.
Gathering at Pensacola Beach is a wonderful family experience. If you've thought about having a family celebration or an amazing beach wedding, there is a very special home now available. Casa de Luna. Casa de Luna is spacious with room for large families. It has 9 large bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. The pool has a new 4,000 BTU gas heater. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a jacuzzi tub. There is a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All 5:55. Quiet heads up. It's Cole Austin Price sliding in here with a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. It's just the two spots we've already been touching on. We had some backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. That congestion has seemingly cleared out, so there's some good news for you. But we still have backups on I-10 East if you are traveling passing Pine Forest Road and heading towards Highway 29. As for the weather, sitting at around 84 degrees. Going to be a low of 73 tonight. This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, having highs just under 90 degrees. Going to be sunny, very warm, of course. Memorial Day will be about as warm, but especially in the latter half of your holiday Monday, may see some slight rain chances creep in.
Here's today's pop culture news.
The Piano Man's calling it quits, at least for now. Yes, Billy Joel canceling upcoming tour dates after announcing a very serious medical diagnosis.
Billy Joel has canceled his entire upcoming tour, 17 stadium shows across North America and England, after being diagnosed with normal pressure hydrocephalus. According to a statement from his team, recent performances have aggravated the condition, causing issues with hearing, vision, and balance. Under doctor's orders, Joel will undergo physical therapy and avoid performing during his recovery. He added in a statement, "I'm sincerely sorry to disappoint our audience." MPH is a brain disorder caused by a buildup of cerebrospinal fluid, often mimicking dementia, but is potentially reversible. In March, Joel had already announced a 4-month hiatus due to a medical condition requiring surgery. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the husband of a Today Show co-host is dead at age 45. Uche Oje is Chanel Jones' husband of 17 years. He died following a battle with brain cancer. The couple married in Philadelphia in 2007, and they share 5 children together. Savannah Guthrie says that Uche was an incredible person, and we all loved him.
Okay, did Uche or did his wife, were they on the TV?
It was his wife on TV. The co-host is Chanel Jones. Her husband passed away.
Okay, get this. A jury in New York has convicted a woman charged with sneaking onto a flight at Kennedy International Airport last year. Yes, we'll frame this under guilty stowaway.
At first, Russian national Svetlana Dali couldn't get past TSA agents after she failed to present a boarding pass. But then Dali snuck into a special security lane for Delta airline employees, managing to get screened and patted down. She eventually blended in with a group of ticketed passengers and made her way onto a plane bound for Paris. Dali hid in the restroom for several hours, but was discovered by the flight crew and detained at the airport. Authorities say 2 days before, Dali had tried to board a flight at Bradley Airport near Hartford, Connecticut, but failed. No sentencing date was set after her conviction Thursday. In New York, I'm Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And rapper Kid Cudi thanking supporters after he testified in Sean Diddy Combs' criminal trial. Cudi expressed his gratitude in a post on X, saying, quote, "I've been seeing all the love and support. I just want to say thank you so much." The Cleveland native testified about his relationship with Cassie Ventura on the 9th day of the mogul's sex trafficking trial. While testifying, Cudi discussed the abuse Ventura allegedly endured and what happened after Combs found out about their relationship, including allegedly breaking into Cudi's home.
Okay, listen to this lineup here. Mission Impossible at the end. Paul Rudd behind the director's chair. And a Disney modern classic gets it shot at live action. Here's more.
Fox on film.
I'm Michelle Polino. In what could be the biggest movie of the summer, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, hits theaters.
Smart people on every side are close to panicking.
It's starring Tom Cruise in his final installment in the franchise as Ethan Hunt.
Hey, guys. This is my neighbor, Craig. He's the best.
In Friendship, when an errant delivery driver pulls suburban dad, Craig Waterman, into the orbit of his mysterious and charismatic new neighbor, Austin Carmichael, played by Paul Rudd, a sweet bromance blossoms, but what could have been the start of a beautiful friendship is waylaid as Craig's obsessive personality begins to alienate his new pal, inducing a spiral that threatens to upend his life. Lilo and Stitch is a live-action reimagining of Disney's 2002 animated classic. It's the wildly funny and touching story of a lonely Hawaiian girl and the fugitive alien who helps to mend her broken family. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
News Radio 92.3, a verdict has been reached in the Kim Kardashian robbery trial. Here's more.
Paris court has found the ringleader and 7 other people involved in the 2016 robbery of Kim Kardashian guilty. The court acquitted 2 of the 10 defendants. During Paris Fashion Week, masked men stormed Kardashian's luxury apartment, tied her up at gunpoint, and made off with $6 million in jewels. 69-year-old Almar Ait Kadash was the alleged mastermind. Authorities say evidence included DNA on zip ties, wiretaps, and a drop diamond cross. Kadosh claims he was just a foot soldier. In court, he asked for 1,000 pardons. The 2016 heist sparked a shift in celebrity security and privacy. The sentences range from prison terms to fines. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, if you're heading out to the island for Memorial Day, get ready for the Pensacola Beach free trolley service this weekend. The service kicks off with trolleys running daily 4 to midnight. Now, the last call is 11:30 through Labor Day. This is News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.